Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. Even as investors fret over oil prices, inflation, and the rupee, not everyone believes India is heading towards a crisis. The chairman of the 16th Finance Commission, Arvind Pangadia, spoke to Surajit Gupta about why there is a risk of overstating the fallout from the West Asia crisis. In an interview with Money Control, he said the economy remains on track and argues there is absolutely no need for a large fiscal rescue package. Pangadia expects India to still grow 6.5% in FY27 if disruptions from the West Asia conflict remain short-lived, while calling for reforms such as duty-free electric vehicle imports, a gradual reduction in fertilizer subsidies, and expanding India's strategic energy reserves to shield the economy from shocks. Taiwan has overtaken India in market capitalization rankings, with chipmaker TSMC accounting for more than 42% of the benchmark index, writes Ravindra Sonavne. Microsoft's LinkedIn unit has approached the National Company Law Appellate Tribunal, seeking to quash a 2024 penalty order imposed by the Registrar of Companies, Delhi and Haryana, on LinkedIn India, LinkedIn Ireland and senior Microsoft executives, including CEO Satya Nadella, over alleged lapses in significant beneficial ownership disclosures, reports Pavan Burugula. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal has granted interim relief by staying the ROC order until the matter is decided. FMCG companies are chasing India's newly health-conscious consumers. They are looking to tap into an estimated Rs 2.5 lakh crore market opportunity to cater to a growing number of people using Ozempic-style drugs to manage weight and diabetes. As cheaper weight loss and diabetes drugs begin changing how consumers eat and snack, Akshara Srivastav and Aishwarya Nair report that food and beverage makers are betting on protein-rich foods, healthy snacks, and low-sugar beverages. The payments business is changing at breakneck speed. Anand J writes that UPI's explosive popularity has slowed mobile wallet growth to a near standstill, with wallet transaction growth trailing even the pace of the broader economy over the past 4 years. Despite the slow growth, it still moves significant amounts of money. Transactions totaling 13,000 crore rupees were made using wallets in FY26. India's trade routes are also evolving amid the West Asia crisis. Ishan Gera reports that Oman could emerge as a crucial gateway for Indian exporters once the free trade agreement kicks in on June 1st, with the country potentially absorbing nearly $1.2 billion in exports currently routed through more vulnerable Gulf economies. And as North India battles an intense heatwave, quick commerce workers are feeling the pressure amid surging demand for cooling products. Aryaman Gupta writes that Blinkit, Swiggy Instamart, Zepto and Flipkart Minutes are seeing strong growth in categories such as cold drinks, ice cream, buttermilk, watermelons, sunscreen and cooling products. While the summer rush is pushing up orders, gig workers say delivery partners are being squeezed by extreme heat, rising fuel costs and relentless delivery pressure. And finally, can India's next startup hub be a beach town? Aryaman Gupta reports from Goa's Shackathon 2026, where founders, investors, and policymakers debated whether growing burnout, pollution, and punishing commutes in metros had created space for building companies from Goa, where quality of life, rather than scale, is becoming part of the startup pitch. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.